Welcome to Movie Cigars and a Brew. This is a special quick episode covering Hot Tub Time Machine 2. This movie comes out this weekend, 2/19/2015, and this is sort of an unconventional movie. It's not one that, generally speaking, I would have necessarily gone out to see. However, it was part of the pre-screenings for the Philadelphia Film Society, and I took advantage of it. When you go to view a movie like this, you go in with rather low expectations, and in that light, it kind of was okay, because it didn't even try to be a time travel movie. Essentially, the time traveling aspect of it was so minimalized, you really didn't get any sense of that. In fact, if you looked at the preview, you would think that they were hopping all over the place. They essentially weren't. They were dealing with one little element of it, and in a brief episode of it, they described kind of what was going on. Having not seen Hot Tub Time Machine 1, I was, sort of new to this entire scenario, so the movie was a little bit different than I expected. I would not go in to say that this was a quintessential viewing experience. You go in with, sort of lower expectations, and you'll be okay. Just to give you the rundown of what it is, the Hot Tub Time Machine director, Steve Pink, returns to this helm, this sequel, which is set 10 years into the future in what is essentially an alternate reality. And it's rated R, comes in at 133 minutes, an hour and 33 minutes, and essentially that is enough of that particular movie. You do not need to see more of it. There is a lot of raunchy humor in this movie, as so many movies out there this day and age tend to give you. Don't expect a whole lot in this movie, and you won't be terribly off the mark in your expectation. It's sort of low budgeted, you can tell. They didn't really do a whole lot of thrills in this, but it's really just a vehicle to do some crude humor. Therefore, it succeeds on that mark. Take that as you may. And with a fairly limited number of movies that are out this current week, this might be one that you want to go take a look at. That's it for this mini review. Look for a longer review coming up with some things that I'm going to do with my new partner in crime. Take care. Talk to you later. We'll be right back.